One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. Hallelujah. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered. We're gathered in those everywhere whose hearts are all aflame. Did they find that fell at Pentecost? May them keen, it is burning now within my heart to glory in His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm. Oh, aren't you glad this morning? One of them, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad that I can say I'm. Oh. Though these people may not learn it, no boast of worldly fame, they have all received the Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. And are telling now both far and both power in the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one. Oh, aren't you glad today? One of them. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm so glad that I can say oh, I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I can say I'm so glad I can say, oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We're one of them. We're one of a few chosen. We're chosen to be His
people. Good morning, everybody. It's not easy to stand here. I just felt like I don't want to be like one of those leper people who didn't come to thank Jesus for what He's done. Just 30 seconds. Testimony, what happened in our life. Like many of you know, we and my husband, we married for almost 5 years now. It will be 5 in December, and all this time, most of it, we were really wishing to have children, and we always prayed about it, and many ministers used to come, and we used to come for prayer many times, but sometimes God does things the way He wants, and obviously we all want anything for us to happen straight away as we want it, but God has His own time, and I just want to glorify God because by His grace He gave us child, and I just want to encourage people who maybe pray about something for a long time and it seems that nothing is happening and it takes long and you're discouraged and feeling down, but if you really, really believe what's said in the Bible, that God knows your heart's desires and whatever you really wish, which is pleasing to Him as well, you can really keep praying and just believing that one day He will give you what your heart desires. Thank you. Praise God.
Yes. Amen. While who's Brother John is here, while you come here, brother. I'm so glad that I can say one of them, oh, one of them, one of them. Hallelujah, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, oh, one of them, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
God bless you, brother. Quite shy now. This one belongs to Brother Josh.
No, this mic is here.
okay, Brother George. dans un témoignage.
I have a testimony.
Bien que ma personne ait 10 minutes pour assister à ce témoignage.
Although I've been given only 10 minutes.
Bah, je ne pense pas que 10 minutes est enough pour assister à ce témoignage.
I don't think that 10 minutes is enough for me to go through all the testimony.
C'est parce que Ebela ba frère na ba sœur ba yebiki na ki hospitalisé.
Many of you brothers and sisters know that I have been in the hospital. It has been a very great trial. So to start, it was a certain Sunday when we came to the church. The sister was greatly sick in the children's room. Some other sisters came even to ask her if she was pregnant.
Okay, malady sir is like in processes.
But it was her sickness was a process for my sickness to start. And Brother Francois was called to come and pray for the sister. We didn't even go up to the end of the service.
And
When we got home at around 8 or 9 p.m., we started doing some fitness exercises.
Et à partir de 21h, na bandi koyoka extrêmement passionné.
From 9 p.m. upward, I started feeling very sick in my belly.
Et na makanisi na ngai nazaki toujours na idée que non lokola na liaki mingi c'est pourquoi na zoyoka passion.
And I thought maybe because I ate quite a lot, that's because of that I was feeling sick.
Et passi et continuer jusqu'à tel point que na perd même conscience na liaki sukoko marcher.
And the suffering carried on and on until I was unconscious.
Et sera ebsinga abi to ben ambulance na insister na abi non où ils allaient prendre ambulance te.
The sister asked me to if we can call the ambulance, and I told her no, I just need some rest and it should be fine. Until 3 a.m. The suffering was just getting worse and worse, and the ambulance was called.
And then ambulance na komin hospital na emergency department.
I was brought to the hospital at the A&E department.
Tango na komi ba yepsingo abikino uzana appendicitis e posted na kati izose na mbala moko foke na theater.
I was told that I had appendicitis and it was posted inside and I needed to go through a surgery.
At the same time na le même moment docteur Essinga qui basa l'opération, docteur Azalaki téléphone à patienter de 4h du matin jusqu'à 7h. On attend ba pesa inga.
The doctor who was supposed to do the operation wasn't there. I had to wait until 7 in the morning.
Et ba pesa inga just paracetamol ba bimisinga libanda ba biki espace zate pour ba chez un hôpital. Il faut que nous la libanda et après tota la dossier na on attend.
So, and I was told to leave the room because there was not enough space in the room, and I had to go and pass the night outside and come back in the morning.
And
I stayed outside until 11 in the morning, and the doctor was still not there, and they called me at around 12.
And
I was told that I have to go directly in the operation room.
At the same na le même moment, hôpital est comme busy, by hélicoptère comme hôpital, na bakao ezali beaucoup, c'est que ba emergency eye mingi bango ba moni ba emergency comme ko ya mingi na helicopter ba tu balaki extrêmement malade.
So at the same time some other people were carried by helicopter and there were too many A&E cases that need to be looked at.
Eh ba epsingo abi il faut patienter to sili sana na ba dossier wana e preto otala problème na aussi.
And I was told to wait again until they finish all those that came through helicopter and they'll look after me afterward.
Et bien que baye baye que appendicite ici est bossé na kati mais ba continuer au peu sangai premier jour deuxième troisième jour quatrième jour n'a toujours dans l'hôpital sans pour autant être consulté par les docteurs.
Although they knew that it has already posted inside, they told me to wait up to 4 days without anything done.
Et après, na place na zala ko vanda, izala ki na mutu moko ayaki et amona inga na poko na certo bande ko bondela basala y opération plus de 5 fois. Et zala jamais successful. Et à twininga lobi, soko yo zali chrétien.
In the room I was kept, one evening there was a man that was brought in. He saw me and my wife praying, and he said, "If you are Christian."
Et tant on a accepté à twininga lobi, soki réellement naza chrétien, soki na prié pour na ye opération na ye kodra successful.
When he asked whether I was Christian, I said yes. And he said if he can or if I can pray for him so that he can get healed because he's gone through 5 different surgeries without being healed.
Et na prier pour na ye at the same time docteur aye paranga yapsinga bi we are sorry mweto opere yo lelote c'est parce que tous ali extrêmement busy.
I prayed for that man, and the doctor came to me and said that I'm sorry, I can't do the surgery today because we are extremely busy.
At the same time, tant on a moni ke problem, c'est que ba docteur ba dali vraiment intéressé te pour qu'il fasse l'opération. Na mitalinga imo kona bino ifo na zwa probleme yo na chana maboko nza.
When I saw that the doctors were not much interested in me, so I took the case. I said I can just bring this in God's hands.
Et nabandiko prier, nabandiko prier. À partir à 11h du matin, ma docteur baye.
I prayed until 11 a.m. when the doctors came.
Alobi nango a big no. Maintenant, il faut y aller. Ne pas faire l'opération après 5 jours on a quitté l'hôpital.
So that was the 5th day since I came in the hospital when I was told that they can go now and do the operation. So they brought me in a room where I need to be kept. They had to make me sleep and then I had to go into the surgery room.
Après, quand on a quitté la salle d'opération, tant que basilici opération et na bande so ko prima isote à peu près 5 heures du temps na ko prima isote.
When they were done with the operation, about 5 hours I wasn't breathing at all.
Et bache na hôpital ali bache ba signe na ki soki muta kufi ozali tellement près pour pas qu'il ne retient na fridge ba ocha ba signe ya ba ticket like for na référence pas avec muto sa kufi déjà ba c'est là ba.
So they put those things that keep my heart like controlled by the computer to see whether I was alive or dead, so they can bring me in the fridge.
No, maybe. Tant on a sali 5 heures de temps, 5 heures de temps dans l'opé matin, cela veut dire qu'il n'a couffé dira 5 heures de temps.
So for 5 hours I was not breathing. That means I was dead for 5 hours. They called the sister, telling her to come now because it was an emergency. After 5 minutes, they called her again. She asked them, "Is there a problem?" They told her that there's no problem, but you have to come right now.
So instead
of the sister coming to the hospital, she went in the bedroom and started praying.
And
she prayed for about an hour and so or so. Then she came to the hospital. So as soon as she got in the hospital, I started breathing again. So I was like resuscitated again.
Apart même ça, tant on a zongi na pema, bachenga na koma encore pendant 3 jours.
So when I started breathing again, I was back in coma for 3 days.
C'était vraiment une grande épreuve.
That was a very great trial.
Et at the same time, local operation poste na kati et compliqué encore na kati et créé ba abcès na kati.
Because of that thing that was busted inside, it caused another problems inside.
Et c'est presque ça les preuves on a passé là.
So this is in short the trial that I have been going through.
Et il y avait même des cas ya bato bazaki na kati hôpital.
There were even other cases in the hospital. God touched me in the hospital. I can't go through details of each cases.
But there were
Some there were cases of cancer or liver problems that we prayed for them. And if you go to Tala Hospital today and ask, they will tell you that we prayed for them and they were all healed.
Il y a même un frère avec un hôpital. C'est pas tant avec un hôpital. N'attendez que là, c'est comme si j'avais une vision.
There's a brother who came to visit me at the hospital, and when the brother was there, while I was sleeping, it looks like I had a vision. I was told while in the vision to go and pray for a certain person because he has been discharged from the hospital due to the fact that the doctors can't do anything for him.
Lobby na ngona tongo docteur tango ba yeko consulter room na yoki le same message oyo ngana sala yeko dream about na moni yango alive.
The next day in the morning I heard the same message that I saw in the that I dreamed about. I heard the doctor saying the same thing.
Na jina fungoli bible na ngaye na prier na kei.
I opened up my Bible and then went to see that person. I introduced myself to him and I said that I'm a God servant. God has shown to me that your problem has a solution. I prayed for him and God responded positively.
At the same time, azalaki guéri, abimi même en hôpital avant ngai.
Instantly, the man was healed and was discharged before even me who prayed for him.
Jusqu'à présent, tout ça même continue d'année, ba texte azali extrêmement ok. Tout est parfait.
And we keep in touch with him. He signed by sending each other SMS, and he's perfectly well.
En résumé, nangaka na meka ko yebisa ba frère na ba sœur mususu.
In short, I just wanted to say to brothers and sisters, the God that we're serving is a living God.
Shoki ozali na problème. Se concentrer dans Nzambe, confesse tes sins et Nzambe vraiment pour répondre au ta présence.
If you have a problem, trust in him and confess your sins, and he's got a solution to your problem.
Oh, God bless you.
God bless you.
Ishendinzwe nokufara ndinzwe ne tsitsenyu. Tamu no pavanu vose, kazi uye pandiri gazi uye gazi uye gazi uye pandiri gazi uye gazi uye gazi uye pandiri uye ipano muponesi ngandiche
Psalm 23 with children and sing one small song together. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He maketh me lie down in the green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restored my soul and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Ye taught I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff, they comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Just small song. Jesus loves me, yes I know.
Jesus loves me, yes I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Prophecy, the angel told.
great messenger. That is what we'll do. That is what will produce a great victory in the love divine. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me, despite there's many trials. Oh, despite there's many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit will lead us to perfect life. Oh, there is not much time now remaining. There is not much time remaining. Oh, to walk in this fire. Can hear the chariots of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love live in me. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me. Oh, the desire that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've given us grace, mercy, and opportunity to come once again upon this day. And Father, we've come into this house in your name. We've come for your glory. Father, desiring one thing, that your kingdom be established. Father, where there's work to be done inside of us, Father, you're still working on us. Father, won't you come upon this day and quicken us? Won't you come upon this day, Father, and just, Lord, examine us once again. And Father, minister your mercy unto us and minister an entrance unto us. Father, to go deeper, that we can go higher. Father, to go further for your glory would be our desire. May you bless your people. Bless them that have testified. How we thank you for the testimonies of your people. How we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. Father, you have your own due season. Father, you have your time. Father, you said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Father, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And Father, we thank you for that, Lord. May you bless our brother, bless our sister that have testified. Thank you for the songs that have been sung. Thank you, Lord, for the items. Lord Jesus, may they glorify your name. Now, Father, in the remainder of the service, how we're looking unto thee, how we just desire that your will would be done. Father, we desire that you would go before, Father, in this the mulberry trees upon this day. That, Father, we just will follow after you. That, Father, where you lead us, we will follow. Because we know that is the way to victory, Lord. Bless your people. Bless them gathering in like manner today, wheresoever they would be gathering. Brother Tom and the saints, bless them. Brother Billy and the saints, this evening, you be with them. Lord, Brother George Quinn, the saints. I think of Brother Christian upon this day. Bless him, bless his family, bless the saints down there. Father, may you establish your will, establish your kingdom and be glorified, Lord. Even the visitors in our gates, Father, they may be visitors to us. But Father, you know them. How we do pray that your presence, Lord, that your grace would extend unto them, that they'd feel at home in the house of the Lord. Father, thank you for the musicians. Thank you, Lord, for the worship that they've led us in. May you bless them. Thank you for the interpreter. Bless him as well upon this day. Father, all that has been said, all that has been done, we give it into your hands. Now bless your word to us, we ask, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name today. Just want to greet our visitors. Sam and Oscar, who are friends of Brother Kwame, we do greet them. Amen. It's nice to be with them. And Ronan, nice to be with you. God bless you. And Renee as well. Where's Renee? Is she around somewhere? Renee. Oh, Renee. Where's Renee? Oh, is it you? God bless you, brother. Nice. Sorry, I mixed up both names. We have one more thing to do, but we'll do it at the end of the service, if you don't mind. We have one more thing which needs to be done, but I think we need to get into the Word now. Brother Brian, God bless you, and everybody who's come today. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2. You know, I thought this last few weeks has been on restoration. Restoration is a real wonderful topic. We've received a message of restoration.
Nous avons reçu un message de restauration.
But you don't want to so much look at the restoration of the bride tree. You know, there's a message.
Regarder sur la restauration.
But today we want to have a look at the restoration as an individual.
Aujourd'hui, nous allons regarder la restauration en tant qu'individu.
And the book of Nehemiah,
et le livre de Néhémie,
being one of the books of restoration in the Bible,
étant l'un des livres de restauration dans la Bible,
is a good place to start.
C'est l'un des meilleurs endroits.
So we'll take our reading from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18.
Néhémie chapitre 2, le verset
17. Nehemiah has just come down to Jerusalem to see the condition of his brethren.
Néhémie venait juste descendre à Jérusalem pour voir la condition de ses
Then
frères.
Said I unto them, you see the distress that we're in, how Jerusalem lies waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them, verse 18, of the hand of my God which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. If you can put our slides there, brother. Our title then today is taken from that scripture. Rise up and build. You know, the principles of the kingdom is to build. I like Brother Tay. He said that once when I was fellowshipping with him. He said, anybody can break down, but not everybody can build. You've got to have the right spirit. You've got to have the right motive and objective to build. But Christ desires us to build. Now, if you look at this book of Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah is one of the books of the children of the captivity having come out from the captivity in
Babylon.
It's one of the books which shows us the process of restoration when God wanted to restore his people. So I just wanted to show a couple of slides here just to place this, especially for people that don't know their Bible so well. But have a look at a few things here before we get to our real point. You know, Jeremiah came and prophesied, Isaiah, God sent them. And they warned the children of Israel. God sent prophets to Israel. But because of their idolatry, their disobedience, because they wouldn't hearken unto the voice of God through his prophets, in 606 BC, exactly as God had prophesied, Jerusalem was destroyed by the king of Babylon,
Nebuchadnezzar.
And we know Israel was taken there into captivity.
Et nous savons qu'Israël était pris en captivité.
The walls of Jerusalem were broken down.
Les murs de Jérusalem étaient détruits.
The temple was destroyed.
Le temple était détruit.
The people were taken captive.
Les peuples étaient pris en
but
captivité.
God had prophesied through Jeremiah
Dieu avait prophétisé par Jérémie
that this captivity
que
would
cette
be
captivité
for a specific season.
Sera pour un temps précis.
70 years.
Until
the cause of their captivity had died out.
Jusqu'à ce que les causes de la captivité soient
complètement. There was a reason they went into captivity.
Il y avait une raison pour laquelle ils sont allés.
During their captivity, that was purged from them.
Ils étaient purgés.
And 70 years later.
Et 70 ans après.
We can read about it in Daniel chapter 9 and so forth.
Vous pouvez lire dans Daniel chapitre 9 ainsi
de suite. Ezekiel was one of the prophets that prophesied at that time as well.
Ezekiel était un des prophètes qui avait prophétisé à propos de cet
temps. But eventually, after 70 years,
après
exactly, 536 BC,
vers l'année 536,
there came the
Jésus,
book of Ezra.
Le livre d'Esdras,
Ezra is just before Nehemiah.
Esdras, c'est le livre qui vient
and
juste
Ezra
avant
prophesied in 536 BC.
Esdras a prophétisé avant Jésus.
At the end of the 70 years,
à la fin de ces 70 ans,
there was a change of empires.
Il y aura changement d'empire.
The king of Babylon,
le roi de Babylone,
that had conquered Israel,
qui avait conquis Israël,
God now sent a conqueror.
Dieu dit maintenant le conquéreur.
Called Cyrus. Cyrus, yeah.
Cyrus,
to conquer Israel's conqueror.
Dieu a envoyé Cyrus.
And
pour
Cyrus is a
Israel.
Real type of Christ. If
et
you read your Bible.
Cyrus est vraiment le type de Christ.
Isaiah prophesied of Cyrus.
Isaiah prophétisait
more than 100 years before he was born.
Plus de 100 ans avant qu'il ne naisse.
And he calls him by name.
Et il l'a appelé par son
and
nom.
And he calls Cyrus mine anointed.
Et il l'a appelé Cyrus mon oint.
Cyrus being a type of Christ.
Cyrus étant le type.
Because
de
Cyrus
Christ,
was sent.
Parce que Cyrus était envoyé.
To bring the captives out of their captivity.
Pour faire sortir les captifs en dehors
Cyrus
de la captivité.
Was sent
Cyrus
to set the captives free.
Pour libérer les captifs.
And he conquered Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom.
Il a conquis le royaume
and
de
the kingdom of Babylon was destroyed.
Le royaume de Babylone était détruit.
And Cyrus immediately, you read in Ezra chapter 1,
Cyrus, si vous lisez,
he issued a proclamation.
Il fait une proclamation.
There came a proclamation from the throne.
Une proclamation du trône.
To rebuild the temple.
Pour reconstruire le temple.
And Cyrus gave the resources that were required.
Et Cyrus a donné les ressources nécessaires.
And some of the children of the captivity
et certains enfants de captivité
returned with Ezra.
Sont retournés avec Esdras.
And they went back first and rebuilt the altar.
Et ils sont retournés et ont commencé par rebâtir l'autel.
Which is always God's way.
Qui est toujours la voie de
then
Dieu.
They rebuilt the temple.
Et alors ils ont rebâti le temple.
And it took 20 years
et cela leur a pris
to rebuild the temple.
Pour reconstruire le temple.
And then we get to the end of the book of Ezra.
Et lorsque vous arrivez à la fin du
the
livre
temple's
d'Ezra,
rebuilt.
Le temple est rebâti.
But things are still not the way that they're supposed to be.
Mais les choses ne sont toujours pas en ordre.
Next comes the book of Nehemiah.
Alors vient le livre de Néhémie.
So from 516 BC.
Depuis l'année 516
when the temple
Jésus,
worship was reestablished.
Lorsque l'adoration du temple était
until
restaurée.
Until we get to Nehemiah chapter 1.
Jusqu'à Néhémie chapitre 1.
Which is 66 years later.
Qui est 66 ans après.
This is when Nehemiah is given his commission.
C'est lorsque Néhémie et la commission.
Jerusalem is still not in the condition that it should be.
Jérusalem n'était toujours
the
pas
wall
dans la
is broken down.
Les murs étaient encore
and
détruits.
The 10 gates of Jerusalem have been destroyed.
Et les 10 portails de Jérusalem étaient toujours détruits.
And that's why Nehemiah chapter 1.
C'est pourquoi Néhémie chapitre 1.
As we bring ourselves to it.
Quand nous approchons.
At the beginning of the book.
Au début du livre.
Let's read Nehemiah 1 verse 1.
Néhémie chapitre 1 le
it says the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislu in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace. So Nehemiah was in the palace.
Nehemiah était dans le palais.
Nehemiah was a right-hand man to the king.
Il était les bras droits du roi.
So we'll see that Nehemiah
nous voyons que Nehemiah
is a type of Christ.
Est le type de Christ.
We'll see it as we go.
Nous allons le voir avec
Nehemiah nous. Was raised up by God
Nehemiah était élevé par
to
Dieu
bring the children of Israel
pour amener les enfants
to
d'Israël
full restoration.
À la pleine restauration.
They hadn't yet come to a full restauration.
Ils n'étaient pas encore arrivés à la pleine
the
restauration.
Temple had been restored.
Le temple
était
worship. Restauré, l'adoration du temple.
But in verse 2,
mais au verset 2,
it says that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Is that not surprising?
N'est-ce pas surprenant?
Jerusalem is the city of the great king.
Jérusalem est la ville du grand roi.
God had decreed 70 years captivity. It was finished long time back.
Dieu avait décrété 70 ans de captivité.
Jerusalem was the place
Jérusalem était l'endroit
where God says, I've chosen to place my name.
Où Dieu avait dit que c'est l'endroit que j'ai choisi
and
pour
Jerusalem
mettre mon nom.
Types the bride.
Et Jérusalem est le type de
l'épouse. It's God's chosen place of worship.
C'est l'endroit que Dieu a choisi pour l'adoration.
And Jerusalem,
et Jérusalem,
though there had been 66 years,
même si 66 ans après,
actually 86 years past their captivity,
environ 86 ans qui sont passés après leur
they
captivité,
still didn't have a full restoration.
Ils n'avaient toujours pas la pleine restauration.
They were still being beaten down by their enemies.
Ils étaient toujours battus par leurs ennemis.
The gates,
les portes,
offered no defense.
N'avaient aucune défense.
Their walls were broken down.
Les murs étaient détruits.
And the children of Israel,
et les enfants d'Israël,
God's chosen people,
les enfants choisis
they were still being oppressed by their enemies.
Ils étaient toujours opprimés par leurs ennemis.
They were in great affliction. That was the testimony.
C'est ça leur
témoignage. And a great reproach.
Et une grande opprobre.
The people around about Jerusalem,
les gens tout autour de Jérusalem,
would look at their temple worship.
Ils regardaient à l'adoration du
temple. And
say,
"You people have such a wonderful temple."
Et comme ils pouvaient dire, vous qui avez un temple pareil.
But there was still a reproach.
Mais il y avait toujours l'opprobre.
Because the enemies could come in and out at any time.
À tout moment.
Because their walls were broken down.
À cause des
and their gates had been burnt with fire.
Et les portes à détruire, consumées par le feu.
Israel,
Israel
was living below their privileges.
Vivait en dessous de ses privilèges.
Israel,
Israel
didn't have to be in this condition.
Ne devrait pas se trouver dans ces conditions.
The point of time had passed.
Le temps marqué était déjà
God
passé.
Had said,
Dieu avait dit,
my time to favor Jerusalem has come.
Mon temps de faveur pour Jérusalem est arrivé.
But the people,
mais les gens,
were still living.
Les peuples vivaient toujours
in a broken kind of a condition.
Dans des conditions de ruine.
Now we won't get onto today.
Nous allons pas y arriver aujourd'hui.
This is Nehemiah when he gets to Jerusalem. We'll see the walls broken down.
Lorsqu'il arrive à Jérusalem, il
these
constate
walls
les murs étaient
that used to be so strong a defense.
Les murs qui étaient à leur forteresse de défense
had been broken down by the king of Babylon.
Le roi de Babylone.
And the children of Israel were living in reproach, in affliction.
Dans le pauvre et dans l'affliction.
And the thing about it, friends,
et pensez-y,
there
mes
was
amis,
nothing in themselves
il n'y avait rien en
that
eux
these children of the captivity could do
enfants des captivités pouvaient
to
faire
bring a full restoration.
Pour ramener la pleine restauration.
If a full restoration was going to come,
pour qu'il y ait une, pleine restauration,
grace was going to have to provide it for them.
Que la grâce puisse
grace
pouvoir,
was going to have to visit them
il
once
fallait
again
que la grâce puisse les visiter une
to
fois
complete
plus,
the work that had been
afin
started
de compléter l'œuvre qui était commencée,
when Cyrus had issued his proclamation.
Lorsque Cyrus a déclaré.
And this is Nehemiah's vision.
Et voici la vision de Nehemiah.
Nehemiah desired Jerusalem.
Et Nehemiah désirait que Jérusalem
to be fortified once
soit
again.
Fortifié à nouveau.
You see, there was the temple.
Il y avait le temple.
That was fine.
Et ça, c'était
fine. It's like you and I.
C'est comme vous
when Christ starts his work in our lives,
Christ commence vous et, son travail,
he issues his proclamation.
Il fait
he
sa proclamation.
Delivers us from the king of Babylon.
Nous délivre du royaume de Babylone.
He sets our souls free.
Et il rend libre nos
we
âmes.
Establish worship inside of our lives.
Il établit l'adoration en nous.
There's a mercy seat.
Il y a, un siège
there's blood on the altar.
Il y a le sang sur l'autel.
The Shekinah comes to dwell with it.
Vient pour vivre.
We're born again.
Et nous sommes nés de
but
nouveau.
Friends, we can many times stay
amis,
in a condition
fois, nous pouvons toujours vivre dans la
where
condition
we can sing
pauvre,
it as well with my soul.
Même si nous pouvons voir
but there's all other manner of problems we have in our lives.
Mais il y a toujours d'autres choses qui nous avons
and
encore
Israel
dans
notre had, Jerusalem had 10 gates.
Et Jérusalem avait 10 murs.
And in the greatest battle ever fought,
et dans la plus
the prophet shows that there's 10 gates that we have as well.
Nous montre que nous avons aussi
there's 5 gates to the natural man, the body.
Nous avons 10 portes, nous avons
and there's
5
gates
alors,
to the spirit of man.
Il y a 5 portes dans l'esprit
reasoning, imagination, conscience, affections,
l'imagination, l'affection,
memory.
La pensée.
So we have our 10 gates as well.
Nous avons aussi 10 portes.
And then there's one final gate, which is the gate into the temple.
Et puis, il y a une seule porte qui est la
so
porte
Israel had
temple.
Restored the gate
Israël avait restauré les portes
of worship.
De l'adoration.
But friends, the enemies.
Mais amis,
we're still beating them down on so many other things.
À les battre.
And they went for so long in this condition.
Et ils sont allés assez longtemps dans ces conditions.
Until I'm sure that the children of Israel themselves.
Et je suis sûr que les enfants d'Israël.
They'd resigned themselves to that
point
condition.
Qu'ils ont désisté d'eux-mêmes.
But you know the good thing about it.
Mais vous savez la bonne chose à
God hadn't resigned himself to that
Dieu
situation.
Dieu n'a pas démissionné à
because
propos.
God had said.
Parce que Dieu a
I
dit,
will restore, saith the Lord.
Je restaurerai, dit le
I
Seigneur.
I will restore, saith
je
the Lord.
Je restaurerai, dit le
and
Seigneur.
And God never does a half work.
Et Dieu ne fait pas une œuvre
God
à moitié.
God doesn't just want to establish worship inside of your life.
Dieu ne peut
pas juste venir établir
God wants to deal with our brokenness, friends.
Mais il veut briser.
God wants to deal with us in our lives.
Il veut traiter avec nous dans
in those avenues of our lives that bring reproach.
Parce que les avenues de nos vies amènent le
those places where the enemy quickly overcomes us.
Où l'ennemi peut rapidement
God wants to bring us to wholeness.
Dieu veut nous amener
He wants to bring us to completeness.
Il veut nous amener à une
and he who has begun the good work, friends,
c'est lui qui a commencé
he will be faithful to see it through.
Il est fidèle pour l'achever.
And that is what the book of Nehemiah will show us.
Et c'est ce que le livre de Néhémie va
Ezra played his part.
Ezra
the spiritual worship was established.
L'adoration spirituelle
God was
était
pleased
établie.
With their worship, friends.
Dieu était, content
God
avec
might
adoration.
Be pleased with your worship.
Dieu peut être content avec
but he might be feeling sorry for you
mais il peut toujours sentir
because of the affliction of the enemy that's upon you.
Que l'ennemi a sur toi.
Because Nehemiah,
parce que Néhémie,
as soon as he heard
aussi longtemps qu'il
of
a
the
entendu,
condition of his brethren
dès qu'il
in Jerusalem,
conditions de ses frères
look
à
in verse 4.
Regardez le verset 4.
And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and I wept. And I mourned certain days and fasted and I prayed before the God of heaven. Hey, friends. There was a man in the throne, but next to the throne.
Il y avait un homme,
someone who had access to the throne.
Un homme qui avait accès au trône.
That when he looked on the burden and the affliction of his brethren,
au fardeau et aux afflictions
he felt frères, affliction in their affliction.
Il a senti la désolation
he felt burden for their burdens.
Il avait un fardeau pour leur
and he
fardeau.
Started to make intercession now.
Et il a commencé à faire l'intercession.
Now these men in Jerusalem, and the women in Jerusalem,
à Jérusalem,
they didn't have this access at this
il
time.
N'avait pas l'accès au trône.
But this man, Nehemiah,
cet homme, Néhémie,
friends, typing Christ, our great high priest,
qui typifiait Christ, notre
the
nom,
name
notre
Nehemiah
le nom Néhémie,
means Jehovah's comforter.
Signifie Jehovah consolateur.
Jehovah's consolation.
La consolation de Jehovah.
Nehemiah is a type of the comforter, friends.
Néhémie est le type du consolateur.
Because when Christ looks down at you and me,
lorsque Christ nous regarde
and he sees these gates still broken down,
ses portes toujours
it may be in your memory.
Et ça peut être
it
dans
may
vos
be in your emotions.
Ça peut être dans
it may
émotions.
Be in the physical part, the
ça
physical realm.
Le monde, la dimension physique.
But these afflictions,
mais ces afflictions
I really do believe
je crois réellement
that he desires to deal with those things one by one.
Traiter avec
because
ces
God
choses.
Wants to minister his people to a real restoration.
Parce que Dieu veut amener son peuple
to
à
take
la
you beyond reproach.
Vous amener au-delà de l'opprobre
so the enemy doesn't just point at you and say you're going up to that temple
dit,
every Sabbath day. You're going up every feast season.
Tu y vas à chaque fête.
But look at the reproach
mais regarde à l'opprobre
of your outward life.
De ta vie externe.
Look at the way that you're living.
Regarde la façon
look at the way
vis.
That you're being overcome.
Regarde la façon dont tu
there's
es
that aspect,
cet aspect
that God wants to deal with as well.
Cet aspect que Dieu
because that is the process of full restoration.
Et que il veut t'amener à la pleine
so Nehemiah,
ainsi Néhémie,
he really feels for his brethren.
Il ressentait, il avait ce sentiment pour ce
and he wants to do something about
il voulait
it.
Faire quelque chose à propos.
And Nehemiah now, what does he do?
Maintenant,
he goes before the king.
Il va devant le roi.
In chapter 2,
au chapitre 2,
he goes now, it says in verse 1,
verset 1
in the 20th 2, year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. So Nehemiah comes now with this burden right into the presence of the king.
Néhémie vient avec son fardeau juste devant la face du roi.
And he starts making intercession to the king on behalf of the people.
Au roi, pour le peuple.
Because the people are going to need resources.
Parce que les gens auront besoin
the people are going to need help.
Les gens auront besoin
to come from the condition that they are in.
De sortir des conditions
to the condition that God wants them to be.
Dans les conditions, dans les
and Nehemiah knows
soit.
Without the king.
Et Dieu, Néhémie,
giving some sort
roi,
of a proclamation and giving his blessing.
Faisant une sorte de proclamation et une sorte de
it's not possible for this to happen.
Pas possible pour que ceci puisse arriver.
And he puts his petition before the
et
king.
Sa petition devant le roi.
And in verse 6, the king
6,
said unto me, the queen also sitting by him, how long shall thy journey be, and when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me. That's the grace of God.
Et ça, c'est la grâce
when
de
God
Dieu.
Sees you in the condition that you are,
lorsque Dieu te voit dans la condition dans laquelle tu
God
es,
is moved into action.
Dieu
God will always send the comforter
Dieu
to you.
Envoie toujours les consolateurs.
God will always send consolation
Dieu
to
envoie
you.
Toujours les, la consolation.
If you are seeking full restoration,
si tu recherches une pleine
the deep
restauration,
calls unto the deep.
La profondeur
God
la
will
profondeur.
Always minister to the deep that's inside of you.
Satisfait toujours la condition
and these people in their bondage and in their burden, the cries came up before the Lord. Maybe he looked on their affliction. And God had a man at that time who had access to the grace of the king. And he went before the king. And he won favor before the king. And the king now gave him a commission. And Nehemiah was commissioned by the king to go and finish the work of restoration. So it pleased the king. Verse 7. And I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me, letters of authority, to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over until I come to Judah. And verse 8. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber, to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertaineth to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. So Nehemiah goes and makes intercession now.
Nehemiah va faire l'intercession.
And he says, for this work to be finished, it's going to need to be certain resources.
Il faut, certaines ressources pour que cette
œuvre These resources
achevée.
Need to be supplied by the king.
D'être fourni par le roi.
And friends, I'm so glad
et
that God sent us a message of
Dieu
the
nous a envoyé un message
He sent us letters of authority in this age, friends.
La lettre de
he sent us all the material that's required
tous les matériels
to complete the work.
Afin d'achever l'œuvre.
But he's not going to do the work for
Mais
us.
Ce n'est pas lui qui va faire
We're going to have to rise up and build. We have to rise up and use the things that our Nehemiah ministers to us. And step by step and brick by brick. Just as much as these children of the captivity, we need to face up to our adversaries. We need to be strong. We need to rise up and we need to build. And Nehemiah came down to the people with the good hand of his God upon him, with a fresh commission from the king to come down to these people that were living below their privileges and to come and tell them what the king really thought about them.
De la lettre du roi.
You know, the prophet speaks of deceived thinking.
Vous savez, le prophète parle de
this
la,
is where the
de
greatest battle ever fought is played out, friends.
C'est là qu'est la plus grande bataille
because the devil's going to tell you all manner of things.
Le diable peut vous dire toutes sortes
the devil's never going to tell you
le diable ne te dira
what God really thinks about you.
Que Dieu pense réellement
He's
à toi.
Never going to tell you
ne te dira jamais
of the favor that you found in the presence of the king.
Le roi.
So God is going to send somebody.
Dieu va envoyer quelqu'un.
Nehemiah the comforter comes down and he comes to tell them what the king has said. He comes down to tell them this favor. I've come with divine favor from the king. And I've got proof here in my hands. And the king has given me the authority that everything that is required to bring wholeness and completeness to this place, the king's put it in my hands. Now, Jesus said the same thing, remember? You know, when you think of Nehemiah, he's really a type of Christ. You know, Jesus said it. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. And he will give you another comforter. That he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth. And friends, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And God sends us the Spirit of truth because of the greatness of his desire. Jesus said, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter shall not come. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And friends, how does the Comforter work? How does the Spirit of Christ work? Nehemiah types Christ. Nehemiah, how does he work, friends? He works through Christ.
Il travaille par Christ.
He works through the ministry.
Il travaille par le ministère.
And he works in his body.
Et il travaille dans son
Those
corps.
Are the ways that he works.
Et ça, ce sont les manières
Look,
dont
God
il
doesn't
travaille.
Only have to minister you into restoration
Dieu ne peut pas vous ramener
through
dans
the ministry of the word.
Par les
There's power in the body of Christ, friends.
La puissance dans le corps du Christ.
You know, the comforter is in his body.
Le consolateur est dans son corps.
And he wants to minister restoration
Et il veut vous rétablir
one to another.
Un vers
I always feel sorry for people
Et j'ai toujours senti
that resign themselves
qui se
to just Sunday morning Christianity.
Pour ne se remettre que les
you know, people
matin.
Come for fellowship.
Les chrétiens de
Then for the
matin,
rest of the week, many people never fellowship again.
Et que les gens ne viennent pas pour la communion.
Friends, it's one of the greatest mistakes you can make
C'est
in your Christian life.
Erreurs que vous pouvez faire dans votre vie chrétienne.
You might say, but I live far from somebody.
Dire, mais je vis loin de quelqu'un.
Friends, you can fellowship just as well by telephone as you can by word of mouth. There's so many different ways to fellowship. And I really do believe that the work of Christ it's so much more effective when the children of God fellowship one with another. As long as it's a spiritual fellowship.
You
know, that's why we were always told when we were young in the faith choose someone to fellowship with who will be of benefit for you inside of your spiritual life. Because sometimes we get so used to fellowshipping with people. Though they may be good people, but they don't help us anymore. Because we get to know each other after the flesh. We just naturally know each other. And that fellowship doesn't allow us to grow. Many times it just strengthens us in our broken condition. And friends, you don't want that kind of a fellowship. Nehemiah never came down to these people so that they would stay in that condition. He came down with a commission to tell the people the king has given an order. Things don't have to stay that the way they are around here. The king's favor is upon you. Let's rise up and build. Look in Ephesians chapter 4. Let's see where else Nehemiah dwells. This Nehemiah, friends, Nehemiah was in the prophet of this age. He came down with the ministry of restoration. He came down. And in the message of the hour, everything that the bride needs is in those books and tapes. All the material that the king knew that you would need in this age, God has ministered to us in the message of the hour. Then once the messenger goes off the scene, God sends the fivefold ministry. And look what it says in verse 8, Ephesians 4. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, Christ, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And what does it say in verse 12? What was this ministry for? For the perfecting of the saints. Completion, friends. I believe that God has gifts in his body. He has ministerial gifts. And friends, I'm so glad for the ones that he sends our way as well. And those gifts, it's God's grace to his people. The prophet says they love gifts to minister an entrance to the people of God, to completeness, to perfection. It says for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying. That's the building up. To edify is the art of building up. To edify the body of Christ. Friends, I'm tired of people who try to break down the body of Christ. People need to realize that is not the spirit of Christ. That is the spirit of Antichrist that is upon them. In the book of Nehemiah, there's a man called Sanballat. And Sanballat was anointed to break down what God was trying to build up. And Sanballat is a perfect type of Satan himself. He's an adversary. He was put right there.
été mis là.
To try to keep people living below their privileges.
Pour essayer de garder les gens en, à vivre en
to try to keep Jerusalem in this broken down condition.
Jérusalem dans ces conditions de
and
ruine.
I don't think we need to listen too much to Sam Ballard, friends.
Je ne pense pas que nous avons besoin d'écouter
because the
gens
devil is a liar.
Parce que le
every time
menteur.
He opens his mouth, he
chaque
lies to you.
Sa bouche, pour
and if you listen to him,
si
you will see the fruits inside
vous
of
allez
your life.
Voir les
your
dans
gates will continually be burnt, friends.
Et vos portes seront
your walls will continually
détruits.
Be broken down.
Et vos murs seront toujours en
your
ruine.
Own spiritual life
votre
bears
spirituel.
Testimony today.
Rend témoignage aujourd'hui.
Are you heading in the right direction?
Est-ce que vous êtes dans la bonne direction?
Some people have been years broken down. It doesn't have to stay like that.
Ça fait des années qu'ils sont en
I don't believe that God wants it to stay like that.
Je ne crois pas que Dieu
but we have to go God's provided way.
Mais que vous devez aller la voir
I was so glad last night.
Je suis si heureux,
most people came
la plupart des gens
for the prayer meeting last night.
Pour la réunion de prière hier
friends,
soir.
You need to cooperate with Nehemiah.
Vous devez coopérer
when
avec
the comforter
Nehemiah,
comes, Nehemiah,
les
and says, right, let's rise and build.
Quand il dit, levons-nous
let's not leave things in this condition that they are.
Ne laissons pas les choses
I'd say it would be wise
ça serait
to benefit your own soul. As far as you possibly can. I know some people are at work, some people were sick. But as far as possible, friends, where the body of Christ gathers, where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. But sometimes people think they're going to affect other people by not being there. You don't affect anybody. You only affect yourself. When we don't respond, when God draws near to us, we are the ones that feel the effect. We continue below our own privileges. I don't think that we need to do that, friends. One of the greatest things that you can do is obey the scripture. When the Bible says, draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto you. Seek him while he may be found. Friends, when other people are calling upon the name of the Lord, it's such a wonderful thing. No matter what your feelings might say to you, no matter what the enemy is doing in your gates, get yourself to the temple. Get yourself before the mercy seat. Because restoration starts the moment that you start cooperating with
Nehemiah.
When Nehemiah came down, as we'll see, to these people, their restoration started the moment they started working hand in hand with Nehemiah, the comforter. Because he had been sent by the king to take them from that condition that they were and to be built up into the condition that God wanted them to be. God didn't want Jerusalem to be a reproach anymore. So the good hand of the king was upon him. And he came down. Now, the province where Jerusalem was, the governor of that province was Sanballat. And that's how the devil is. The devil governs all things. And anything that you allow him to govern in your life, he's going to govern it. If you don't rise up to your privileges, if you don't stand your ground, you're going to find the devil pitching in your territory. Because he's an opportunist. And because of the disobedience of the children of
Israel,
they went into captivity. And while they were in captivity, the king of Babylon, who's the devil, friends, the devil is the king of Babylon in this day as well. The king of Babylon established a rulership over that kingdom, an unscriptural rulership. God never wanted his people. Never wanted his chosen place of worship to be under Sanballat as the governor. But Sanballat took advantage of that situation. That when they went into captivity, the enemy moved in now. And even though they came out of captivity with Ezra, they established the temple worship once again. Sanballat still ruled them, friends. And he was an oppressor. He loved to keep the children of Israel in that kind of a condition. And the children children of Israel at that time, not really realizing their rights and their privileges before the king. They just got themselves into a condition that they accepted the status quo. And that's why the account came back to Nehemiah.
Et c'est pourquoi leur compte
the children of the captivity. Then great affliction and reproach.
Yet
being the children of God.
Les enfants des
yet being the covenant people of God.
Les enfants de l'alliance
yet
des
having
Dieu.
The blood of the Lamb right in their midst.
Et ils avaient le sang de l'agneau. En plein, en leur milieu,
yet having all the prophecies of the word concerning them and their city.
De la Bible concernant friends, leur, ville.
You know the sad thing about it.
La chose, triste
is these people
c'est que ces gens
weren't the ones that sinned.
N'étaient pas ceux-là qui avaient péché.
It was their forefathers
c'était
that sinned.
Leurs ancêtres
they inherited
péché.
This condition.
Ils ont hérité cette condition.
They inherited this condition
ils ont
that
hérité
they were in.
Condition
it was the sins of their forefathers that put them in this condition.
Qui les a placés dans
and
cette
friends,
condition.
I'll tell you about our forefather called Adam. And so many of the things which we face up to, it was because of our forefather and his sins as well. And it would be a very sad story if there was only one Adam. But the good thing there came the second Adam. And he came to overturn all that the first Adam had done. And friends, it just depends on who you're going to listen to. If you're going to listen to the fallen nature, if you're going to look at the circumstances that you inherited inside of your life.
Les circonstances que vous avez héritées dans
many
votre vie.
People inherit psychological problems.
Les gens héritent les
physical
problèmes
problems.
It
wasn't your sins that brought them upon you. It was the sins of your forefathers. It was unbelief in your genealogy that put you into a captivity. And friends, you can die like that if you want, but you don't have to stay like that. Because the moment you start groaning about your current condition, the moment you start looking to the throne once again and saying, Lord, how long is it going to be like this?
Et vous dites, Seigneur, encore combien
how long
ça
is my life going to be a reproach to the nations round and about?
Que mon nom puisse porter l'opprobre
how long am I going to be in a condition
combien de temps pour
that the enemy overtakes me at will, conquers me at will?
Me quand il veut.
Friend, surely as a believer at some stage,
en tant que croyant,
you've got to start to desire a change of condition. You've got to start taking the promises of restoration seriously. To say, but this is what the word says.
Écoutez ce que la Bible
I have heard with the hearing of the ear.
J'ai entendu.
But now I want to see it with
maintenant,
my eyes.
Je veux le voir.
Because Christ purchased full restoration for us, friends.
La pleine restauration.
And the devil's going to lie to us
le diable va continuer
like Sanballat did to those in Jerusalem.
À faire
he's going to tax us and vex us
taxer,
and oppress us
à nous oppresser,
and mock us and do all the things that Sanballat did until inside of ourselves we start seeking mercy beyond the veil. And then you'll find Nehemiah the Comforter is going to be sent. The son of consolation is going to come with letters of authority from the king, with the good hand of his God upon him, to tell you don't have to stay in this condition anymore. Let's rise up and build. Let's gird our loins once again. Let's face up to Sanballat and his lies and listen to him no more. Because a change of authority had come. Sanballat had been governor, but now here came Nehemiah. With the fresh commission of the king to be the governor of Jerusalem. Friends, and that made Sanballat angry because he didn't have legal authority anymore. He didn't have rights over Jerusalem anymore, Sanballat. He had rights over the other places round and about. But the king had given Nehemiah a commission to go down to the city of David,
de descendre vers la cité de David
and to bring about a full restoration
et
down there.
La restauration.
And friends, that's the day that we're living
et
in.
C'est ça le jour dans lequel nous vivons,
that's exactly how it is
ça
with
c'est
us.
Exactement que c'est en
Sanballat had no authority over Nehemiah.
N'a aucune autorité sur Nehemiah.
And the good thing about it,
et la bonne
Nehemiah
chose
knew that.
C'est que Nehemiah, le
Nehemiah knew where he stood.
Nehemiah savait où
you know why Nehemiah knew where he stood?
Lorsque Nehemiah
he had freshly been in the presence of the king.
Il venait de de la, fraîchement de la
présence
du roi.
The children of Israel
vous savez, lorsque les
were being beaten down the way that they are.
Battus, la façon dont ils
it had been long since they'd been in the presence of the
ça
king.
Fait longtemps depuis qu'ils étaient dans la
présence they'd forgotten
du roi.
The king's good thoughts towards
ils
them.
Ont oublié que le roi avait des bonnes pensées
but here
pour eux.
Came Nehemiah,
mais voici Nehemiah,
freshly anointed from the presence of the
oint.
King. With authority in
avec
his hands,
l'autorité dans ses mains,
to come down to his brethren
descendre vers ses frères,
and to tell him, brethren,
et leur dire, frères,
it doesn't have to stay like this.
Ça ne peut pas rester ainsi.
If you
si vous
are determined,
vous êtes déterminé,
from today,
dès maintenant,
things can start to change.
Les choses peuvent changer.
Verse 9, chapter 2.
Verset 9, chapitre 2.
So Nehemiah comes down.
Nehemiah descend.
It says, then I came to the governors beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. Friends, he came to Sanballat.
Il est venu vers
he said, Sanballat, you've had your way here too long. And Sanballat says, since when?
Lui dit,
and he took the letters of authority.
Il prend la lettre d'autorité.
And he says,
et il dit,
it's written by the king.
C'est écrit par le roi.
The situation's about to change.
La situation est sur le point de changer.
And friend, Sanballat, he wasn't happy.
Et Sanballat
he was going to do everything that he could
il allait faire tout
to try to frustrate the purpose of Nehemiah.
Les buts de
but Nehemiah came with a commission
est venu avec
of full restoration.
De la pleine restauration.
And Nehemiah wasn't going to be overcome
pas être
because Nehemiah knew where he stood.
Où
so he came and he gave them the king's letters.
Il est venu, il a donné les lettres
and listen now what it says at the end of verse 9.
Écoutez ce qui est dit au verset
now
9.
The king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. Friends, he didn't come down in his own authority only.
Il est pas venu seulement avec
he
son
came with an army.
Mais il est venu avec
the
une
king
armée.
Had given him all the might and all the power that was required.
Et toute la puissance et tout le pouvoir
to enforce what was written in the letters of authority.
Pour renforcer ce qui était écrit dans la lettre d'autorité.
And Sanballat wasn't used to that kind of an approach.
N'était pas habitué à cette façon.
He was used to the children of Israel just being beaten down.
Les enfants d'Israël qui étaient
but here battus. Came one of the children of Israel.
Mais voici un des enfants d'Israël.
And here were the spears and the swords
avec
and the horsemen behind him.
Et avec des cavaliers, des chevaux
and he came and he issued this order to Sanballat
et il vient, il donne
and said, from today, the status quo is changing in this place. You no longer have jurisdiction over
tu
the children of the captivity.
Sur les
you no longer have jurisdiction
tu
over the children of the covenant.
Sur les enfants de l'alliance.
God has sent me
Dieu m'a
to bring about a full restoration.
Pour amener la restauration.
And there was nothing Sanballat could do.
Et il n'y avait rien
he could huff and he could puff, but that's all that he could do.
Il pouvait juste s'énerver, mais
because
tout ce
there was
tout ce
a might
pouvait.
That this man came
parce
down
y avait
with.
Une puissance
there was a power behind him.
Il y avait un pouvoir qui est venu.
I was looking for a picture of Nehemiah today on the internet.
J'ai cherché la photo de
and I came across a poster.
Je suis tombé sur comme un poster.
And it's of a soldier.
C'est un soldat.
And it says the task that is ahead of you.
Il dit la tâche devant toi.
Is never as great as the power that is behind you.
N'est jamais plus grande que la puissance qui est derrière toi.
And I like that.
Et j'aime cela.
What God commissions you to do,
lorsque Dieu te commissionne à faire,
there's more than enough power behind you to fulfill what God has commissioned you to do. The task that is ahead of you is never greater than the power that is behind you. And if the king is going to send Nehemiah,
mais le roi va envoyer Nehemiah.
He's going to send all the resources that Nehemiah
il
needs to get the job done.
Les ressources
and that's why I said, don't just look
besoin.
Far away for Nehemiah.
Il ne faut pas chercher loin
Nehemiah is living in you, my friend.
Nehemiah, est en
Nehemiah is in his body.
Nehemiah, est son
Nehemiah is in his ministry.
Nehemiah, est son
Nehemiah is in the message of the hour.
Il est dans le message de l'heure.
And all we've got to do
et tout ce que nous devons
is listen to Nehemiah.
C'est écouter à Nehemiah.
Is submit ourselves to Nehemiah.
Nous soumettre à Nehemiah.
But sometimes we've been beaten down for
parfois
so long. We think it's never going to change.
Nous pensons que ça ne va
I've been
changer.
Like this, my father was like this, my grandfather was like
mon
this.
Père était comme ça.
Friends,
mon
it doesn't have to stay
ça.
Like that.
There
can be a from that time.
Il doit venir
and the from that time already has begun.
Et dès ce
once you resolve inside of your heart
une fois que vous êtes
that I don't want things to be like this anymore.
Je ne veux pas que les choses soient encore ainsi.
Lord, if you will just show me
Seigneur,
your
si
provided way
tu me montres la voie,
to come out of this broken down condition
de
inside
de
of my life.
Condition des ruines de ma vie.
No matter what it is, Lord,
peu importe ce
you
que
minister
c'est,
an entrance to me.
Toi, tu me donnes la sortie.
Whatever Nehemiah tells me to
tout
do,
ce que Néhémie va me dire,
let me rise up and do it.
Que je me lève
and friends,
et que
I
je
guarantee
fasse,
you,
ça, je te garantis,
it won't be long until you
longtemps.
Start to see a drastic change inside
et tu
of your
verras
life.
Le changement
a drastic change.
Ça ne prend pas
because
longtemps.
Jesus never died
parce que Jésus n'est
for
pas
us
mort
to be, only have a half complete experience.
Pour que nous puissions avoir seulement une solution à moitié.
God never
Dieu n'a jamais
desired
désiré
Jerusalem to stay in that condition.
Reste dans ces conditions.
It was a reproach to his name.
C'était l'opprobre pour son
it
nom.
It was a reproach to what he,
c'était l'opprobre
he stood for himself.
C'est pourquoi il s'est tenu.
And God's grace was to send them
et
Nehemiah.
La grâce de Dieu était d'envoyer
Nehemiah the comforter came down.
Nehemiah, le consolateur
and that was the turning point,
et ça, c'était le point
in the restoration of Jerusalem
dans
once
la restauration
again.
De Jérusalem.
The moment Nehemiah came
à
down in their midst,
moment où Nehemiah est descendu
the spirit of restoration came their way. They just needed to respond to the anointing.
Nous avons besoin que de répondre.
They just needed to yield themselves.
Nous avons besoin de
follow what it was that Nehemiah was commissioned to come and
do.
So Sanballat wasn't happy.
Verse 10, chapter 2.
When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant the Ammonite heard of it, see, they were not brethren.
Ils n'étaient pas frères.
They were dwelling in the promised land.
Ils vivaient dans la terre promise.
But they didn't have the same heart and soul as the rest of the brethren.
Mais ils n'avaient pas la même âme et le même esprit, le même cœur que le reste des frères.
These were usurpers.
Ça, c'était
people that take advantage of a situation.
Des usurpateurs, des gens qui prenaient avantage, qui profitaient.
And when they heard of it,
quand ils l'ont
it
entendu,
grieved them exceedingly. Don't you love to grieve the devil exceedingly? What we're preaching today is grieving the devil exceedingly. And if your soul is in fellowship with the devil, it's grieving you as well exceedingly. But to those people that are tired of the captivity, it's not grieving them exceedingly today. There's a hope rising up inside of them that there's a possibility of a full restoration inside of my life. I don't have to stay with these broken gates inside of my life. I don't have to live this life that the enemy can just come in through my broken walls. Overcome by lust, overcome by depression, overcome by oppression, overcome by the fashions of the world. Friends, you don't have to live like that. Christ died to give us a full restoration. And he sends the comforter to come and enforce it in our lives, to establish it inside of our lives. If we'll just go God's provided way. But God is only one provided way for anything. That's why the Bible says, let the wicked forsake their thoughts. Let them forsake their ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are not your ways, saith the Lord. Friends, we need to tune in to what Nehemiah is telling us. The spirit of restoration. He's always going to speak according to his word. He's going to speak according to the message of the hour. Because he wants to minister his people
parce qu'il veut donner
to
à
the
son
place
peuple
of wholeness and completeness in Christ.
De l'achèvement et de,
I believe that, friend. I desire that.
Je le désire.
Every gate in my life that's broken down,
chaque porte
I want to give Nehemiah full access to that place inside
je veux
of my
que
life.
Nehemiah puisse avoir la pleine, le plein accès dans ma vie.
The prophet preached doors and doors.
Le prophète a prêché
he
la
says,
porte
many
dans
people
la porte.
Accept Christ
il dit,
as Savior. Many people
beaucoup de gens acceptent Christ
they allow Christ in when he stands at the door and he knocks.
Mais notre Christ, quand il se tient à la porte,
they say, please come in as my Savior.
Dit, entre comme mon
but then there's all these other rooms inside of their life.
Il y a d'autres chambres à l'intérieur
and they don't want to give him access to
ils
those
ne veulent
rooms.
Pas lui donner accès.
Sometimes we're too embarrassed,
parfois
friends,
nous sommes assez embarrassés
to say, but I'm a believer.
Pour dire, mais je
and I'm still struggling with this after
et
all these years.
Toujours à me battre avec ces
fear not, my friend.
N'ayez pas
God
peur,
put
mes
the
amis.
Book of Nehemiah.
Dieu a mis le
to show that the covenant people
were
66 years
et que nous
living below their privileges.
En train de vivre
but God still had good thoughts towards them. It doesn't matter how long you've been in that condition. It can start changing today. If you want it to start changing
si
today, you just go God's provided way. But expect
Dieu.
Opposition. Because you're gonna stir up
vous devez vous attendre à l'opposition
your adversary,
parce que vous allez rallumer
just as much as the stirred up Sanballat.
De la même manière que cela
stirred up Tobiah the Ammonite.
Et cela a ranimé les Ammonites.
Because it grieved them exceedingly. Verse 10. What did it grieve them?
Parce qu'ils avaient un grand déplaisir.
That there was a man. There was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. Friends.
Il y a un homme qui était venu chercher.
Those are the people I want to fellowship with. People that are seeking my welfare.
C'est les gens qui recherchaient mon
and friend,
bonheur.
Just because someone tells you the truth
juste parce que
and tells
vous dit
you
la vérité,
to repent
quelqu'un vous dit de vous
of your critical spirit doesn't mean they're not seeking your welfare.
Ça ne veut pas dire qu'ils
if you weren't seeking your welfare,
bien,
we wouldn't tell you the truth.
S'ils ne recherchaient pas votre bonheur,
but sometimes you've got to shake somebody
parfois vous devez bouger quelqu'un
out of the condition they've been in for too long
sortir de la condition à
because they're not rising up.
They're
just allowing the pressure of the devil to sit upon them for far too long.
Parce que ça a été assez
and when
longtemps.
You start to rise up, friends,
lorsque tu commences à te
you provoke that spirit
tu commences, tu
that you've given access
et tu lui donnes accès
to the holy place.
Au lieu saint.
And you find it. There's a resistance.
Et tu vas trouver qu'il y a
there's a warfare that rises up.
Et il y a ton bonheur
that's why the Lord said to Joshua, be strong
Jésus,
and very courageous.
Il était dit à Josué d'être
no man will be able to stand before you
que personne n'allait résister devant
all
lui,
the days of your life.
Tous les jours
but
de
you
sa
need
vie.
To be strong
mais tu dois être fort
and very courageous.
Et très courageux.
And you need to observe all that my servant Moses
tout
said.
Ce que Moïse, mon serviteur
don't
a
turn
dit.
To the left hand or to the right.
Ni à
God
gauche,
will
ni à
minister
droite.
To you
Dieu va te donner
through the channel of his word
par la, le canal de sa parole,
to the place
à l'endroit
that I'm sure many of us have given up long time ago that we can ever come back to that place.
Que nous ne pouvons jamais
but friends, God
à
says
endroit.
In his word,
mais Dieu a dit
I will restore, saith the Lord.
Dit le
it
Seigneur.
Wasn't just these brethren down
c'était
there.
Pas juste ses frères
it
là
wasn't
bas.
Their goodness or their
c'était
virtue.
Pas leur bonté ou leur vertu.
It was the intercession of Nehemiah.
L'intercession de Néhémie.
It was the burden of Nehemiah.
C'était le fardeau de Néhémie.
That started this work of restoration.
Cette œuvre de restauration.
And friends, it's the intercession of Christ, our high priest.
De Christ, notre
it's his great burden up there to, in glory.
C'est lui qui est dans la gloire.
As he looks down upon our afflictions.
Quand il regarde en bas sur notre
that causes the comforter to come to us.
Et il envoie les
to start to minister us once again from that place.
À nous servir une fois de plus.
So Sanballat,
Sanballat,
he was riled up. You know what the Bible says in the book of Hosea? It says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Que mon peuple meurt à cause
these brethren had been 66 years
ça faisait 66
not realizing their captivity was over.
It's pas the truth. Que leur captivité
it's
était
like finie. Johnny Crow when the prophet speaks about it.
Johnny
Crow, that cruel farmer.
C'est Johnny
he was so tired of the crows coming and eating the seed in his field.
Il était tellement habitué avec les oiseaux qui venaient
until one day he caught one of those crows.
Au point qu'il a attrapé un de ces corbeaux.
And he called him Johnny Crow.
Et il a appelé Johnny le
and
corbeau.
He tied his leg to
et
a rope.
Il a attaché
and
avec
he
un
drove
fil.
A stake into the ground.
Et il a battu
and he tied Johnny Crow to that stake.
Et il a,
and friends,
attaché avec
Johnny
un
Crow flew round and around, but he never got anywhere.
Et Johnny Crawl, Johnny
he tried to escape, he tried to do this, he tried to do that.
Il pouvait essayer de faire
there was
tout
nothing
pouvait.
In his power
il n'avait aucun
that he could set himself free
le
until he became
au
weak,
point qu'il était
until
affaibli,
he could hardly flap his wings anymore. Then one day there came a kind-hearted man
un jour est venu
and said, it's not right to leave Johnny Crawl like this.
Ce n'était pas bon de
and he came
Johnny
and untied his leg.
Et il a détaché,
and he was free. But
c'est
Johnny Crow had been
libre.
So long in bondage, friends,
Johnny, le corbeau était assez
that even when liberty passed his way,
au point qu'il ne pouvait même plus se souvenir
he had been avoir. Beaten down for so long
il était assez longtemps
that he didn't respond to liberty.
Qu'il ne pouvait pas répondre
and the other
à la
crows
liberté.
Were flying over saying, come, Johnny Crow,
passer, lui,
winter's
Johnny
coming,
Crow,
let's fly bien. South for the winter.
Et nous pouvons, l'hiver arrive,
and he had look up and he had longed to fly with them. Friends, let me tell you one thing. If you have ears to hear, from today your captivity is over. From today, if you will respond to the word, from today, you don't have to be Johnny Crow anymore. You just need to flap your wings a few times, no matter how weak you may feel. And you'll be surprised that you'll start getting up on the wings of the Holy Ghost like the prophet says. Not through any power of your own. But by the power of God's grace, God will start to breathe the breath of restoration into your circumstances once again. But you've got to respond. The prophet was in that prayer line. I listened on the message just the other day. And the pillar of fire went right over a man who was suffering with a certain affliction. We know it well. And the prophet said to the man, I can't remember what the affliction was. He says, you've got such and such, rise up. Jesus Christ has made you free. And the man didn't respond. And the prophet started to deal with somebody else. And then he went back and says, no, let me stop. He says, that man there, he says, the angel of the Lord was upon him, was above him, but he didn't respond. He should have responded. It didn't please the Holy Ghost right. And now it's passed from him. Friends, there's a certain season where Christ sounds the Jubilee trumpet, and you've got to rise up at that kind of a time. You've got to say, enough is enough. I've listened to my feelings for too long. I've paid attention to my circumstances for too long. I want a change inside of my life. I know he started a work inside of me. I know the temple worship was established by a divine decree. I know he's dwelling inside of my soul. I know he accepts my worship. But I want to come out of this condition of bondage. I want to go on from where I am. I want to go to a wholeness in my experience. I want to go to a completeness as a believer. I want to go beyond reproach. I want to see a full restoration of the defenses of Jerusalem once again. And I do believe if you respond, Christ will never let us down, because the Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven. The Father's promise given. So spread the tidings round wherever faith is found, that the Comforter has come. You know, that was the song of Azusa Street. That was the song also of the Welsh Revival. They used to love that song. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven. Friends, that's what we need. We just need to respond to him. We responded at the altar. And he established reconciliation and forgiveness and worship with us. All is well in the temple, friends. Just like with Israel, all was well in the temple. The priesthood were doing their job. The divinely appointed sacrifices were being offered for their sins. God had forgiven them. But they were still living in affliction and reproach. Friends, it was time for them to rise up. You know, Satan may have jurisdiction over many things, but he has no jurisdiction over your soul. Sanballat had jurisdiction over the whole of the empire, the province. But he didn't have jurisdiction over the Temple Mount, because Cyrus had given a proclamation to Ezra. God has commissioned me to build him a house. And no matter what Sanballat tried to do, he knew, I can't touch that temple, because it was established by a royal decree. But Sanballat knew he had jurisdiction still over the rest of Jerusalem. And he started to play around there as much as he possibly could. And the Comforter had to come and bring the letters of authority to reveal to the children of the captivity. Sanballat doesn't have authority over Jerusalem. He didn't have authority. God never decreed Sanballat to be in charge of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was always supposed to be the city of the great king. God doesn't want the devil to have jurisdiction in your body, or to have jurisdiction in your human spirit, to haunt you with guilt of the past, memories, give you psychological problems. Friends, it's the devil. It's Sanballat. Don't listen to Sanballat anymore, because Nehemiah has come. Nehemiah has come with a good report. The good hand of his God was upon him. And he came with the letters of authority, the message of the hour, the promises of the word. And he came with an army from the king behind him to enforce the king's proclamation that the king's time for restoration had come. And he came down there. So Sanballat, he goes as far as we'll let him go. And further, if we'll allow him. Like they say, when you let the camel stick its nose in the tent, remember that story, yeah?
Lorsque vous laissez le nez, le camel,
and you in your tent, and the camel says, but it's cold, can't I just stick my nose in the tent, yeah? And you allow him to stick the nose in the tent, be careful. Because you know what's going to happen next. You're going to be out in the cold, and the camel's going to be in your tent. And that's what the devil does. You start to give him a little bit of jurisdiction in your life. Through sin and disobedience. Through a bad attitude, through unforgiveness, through malice, through gossip, whatever it is, you start giving Sanballat jurisdiction, and you'll find he's going to be ruling over the whole of Jerusalem if you're not careful. But God is merciful. Because God looked down upon them in their affliction. And he didn't want them to stay down there anymore. So there were the two opposing forces. There was Sanballat.
Voici Sanballat.
Speaking his wicked words.
Parlant ses mots méchants.
And there was Nehemiah.
Et voici Néhémie.
Coming with the king's proclamation.
Venant avec la proclamation du roi.
Now who are you going to listen to?
À qui est-ce que vous allez
the one you listen to
c'est lui à qui
is the one that has jurisdiction.
C'est lui qui a la juridiction.
Which one will win?
Qui est-ce qui va vaincre?
The Indian chief.
Le chef
was struggling
Indien.
Inside of his life.
Qui, à l'intérieur
he was a young believer.
Il était un jeune croyant.
And the prophet came his way.
Et le prophet est venu
and
sur
said, chief, how's it going in your soul?
Chef, comment
he
ça
said,
va
there's a black horse and a white horse.
Il dit qu'il y a un
and they're striving in my
noir.
Soul.
Sont en train de se battre.
And then the chief said,
et le chef dit,
which one's going to win? And the prophet says, the one that you feed the most.
Le prophète dit, c'est celui que tu
in another place, in the message uncertain sound,
dans le message, les sons incertains,
friend Sanballat gives an uncertain sound.
Sanballat
he speaks
un son
loud,
il parle,
but it doesn't resonate inside of the soul of a believer.
Cela ne résonne pas à l'intérieur de l'âme du croyant.
The prophet says, here's a little boy sitting in a wheelchair.
Voici un petit garçon sur la chaise roulante.
Maybe his mama and his papa brought him.
Peut-être que son père et sa maman
l'ont maybe the doctor's done everything they can do.
Peut-être qu'il pouvait faire tout ce qu'il pouvait.
And the doctor said, it's all over.
A dit que c'est tout est fini.
That's what the doctor says.
C'est ce que le docteur dit.
That's the voice. I'm sure he's a sincere man.
Je suis sûr, c'est un homme sincère.
Well now, if you're going to listen to what he tells you, then it's all over.
Si tu écoutes ce qu'ils vont te dire, c'est tout.
If Sanballat tells you, it can't change inside of your life.
Si Sanballat te dit que ça ne peut pas.
And you're going to agree with him and listen to him. It's not going to change inside of your life.
Ça ne va pas changer dans ta vie.
But the prophet says, but if there's something begins to work down in here,
mais le prophète dit, si quelque chose commence brother, à travailler là, à l'intérieur,
that's different.
Frère, ça, c'est
that's
différent.
Another sound.
Ça, c'est un autre son.
Now this sound says it's over,
maintenant, ce son dit, c'est fini,
but this is a certain sound.
Mais ça, c'est un son certain.
So deny this one.
Ainsi, refusez celui-là.
And listen to this one.
Et écoutez à celui-ci.
Then he goes on to say,
il continue et dit,
it just depends on which one you listen to.
Ça dépend de celui à qui tu écoutes.
But when you want him to rise up,
si tu veux te lever,
friends, you're going to have mind battles.
Tu auras la bataille.
The devil's going to do his utmost.
Le diable fera tout ce qu'il
he's going to kick and he's going to fuss.
Il va frapper,
and
va
he's going to squall and he's going to lie to you.
Il va te mentir, il te dira
he's going to get
choses.
Into everybody that he possibly can.
Il va impliquer tout celui qu'il peut impliquer.
You know, it's amazing if you get sick in your body.
Et aussi, si tu es malade,
how many people the devil surrounds you with
combien de gens le
who will tell you how bad that kind of an affliction is. They knew of such and such a person who died from it last week. It's just the voice of Sanballat trying to hold you back from your full restoration. The best thing you can do when Sanballat's speaking is put your fingers in your ear. Get yourself out of range of the voice of Sanballat.
N'écoute pas la voix de Sanballat.
Get yourself in range of the certain sound.
Éloigne-toi du rayon de
God's
la voix
word,
de Sanballat.
Friends, is a certain sound.
Dieu veut que tu puisses être.
And that's what you need to be listening to.
Certain son.
Some believers have listened to Sanballat for too long.
Ont écouté sans balade
assez
longtemps.
Just far too long, friend.
Aussi longtemps.
We've listened to his lies for too long.
Nous avons écouté ses mensonges assez longtemps.
How long are we going to listen to Sanballat?
Et combien de temps encore vous allez
continuer? Examine him for a while.
Examinez-le pendant
un temps. He doesn't have any good thoughts towards you.
Il n'a aucune bonne pensée pour vous.
So why listen to the things
Pourquoi
that he says?
Pourquoi continuer à écouter les choses qu'il dit?
Friends, I've never understood that. Why we listen to the devil as much as we do?
Pourquoi est-ce que nous continuons à écouter
au diable? He's never told us one thing that was true.
Il nous a jamais dit une seule chose qui soit
vraie. He's never told us one thing for our benefit. But it's incredible how much of an opportunity we give him to speak. But it just depends on which one we listen to. Now what was Sanballat grieved about? That there was somebody that had come down who cared for the welfare of the children of Israel. He cared for their welfare. He had come down. Just like Jesus when he took the scroll in his hand, remember? He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's what Nehemiah does. He comes to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Pour guérir le cœur brisé.
To heal the brokenhearted.
Pour guérir le cœur brisé.
That place inside of your heart which is broken.
Cet endroit à l'intérieur du
cœur brisé. Past relationships.
La relation passée.
Cruel things that have been said.
Les choses cruelles qui ont été dites.
Abuse you went through in the days of your youth. Whatever it was.
Dans ta jeunesse.
Christ says, he has anointed me to come and heal the brokenhearted. To heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. The recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. Friends, I'm tired of being bruised by the devil.
Je suis fatigué d'être brisé par le diable.
I'm so glad.
Je suis heureux.
There's the Jubilee trumpet.
Qu'il y a la trompette des jubilés.
He says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
De prêcher l'année acceptable.
To come and preach the Jubilee.
Prêcher le jubilé.
That you don't have to be bound anymore.
Et que tu n'as pas besoin d'être.
The prophet speaks of those slaves.
Le prophète.
When Abraham Lincoln came.
Lorsque Abraham Lincoln
1863. And he signed into law the Emancipation Proclamation.
Il a signé la proclamation.
That at a certain day at midnight,
que à une certaine date à minuit,
every slave could go free.
Tout esclave est libre.
And the prophet says those slaves.
Et les prophètes disent ces esclaves.
They were down at the bottom of the hillside.
Qui étaient
sorry, it was at dawn. That's when they were going to go free.
De la montagne.
At the rising of the sun.
À l'aube,
and those slaves were down there at the foot of the mountain.
Et ces esclaves qui étaient là
and they
au bas
were waiting
montagne,
for the sunrise.
Ils attendaient le
because they knew
soleil,
as soon as we see
parce
the sunrise,
aussi longtemps que nous voyons
we put down these shackles.
We put down these hoes. Nous allons mettre
we put down these instruments of our bondage.
Nous allons mettre de côté ces instruments
and he said, and some of them were so anxious for their liberty.
Et ils étaient si anxieux pour leur
they
liberté.
Climbed up to the top of the highest hill that they could find because they wanted to be the first to see the rising of the sun. And the prophet says that's like the year of Jubilee. That's how anxious we should be, friends, to see the first rising inside of our lives once again of his grace. And once he starts to persuade your soul, you just continue to follow the way that he leads you. Because Christ will never stir up your heart to believe something that he doesn't intend to give you. He'll definitely give it to us, friends. Because he's never done a half work yet. He wants to take us all the way. But now what are we going to have to do? Look what he said to them, chapter 2, verse 17. This is the scripture we read in the beginning. Then I said unto them, this is Nehemiah, you see the distress that we are in. Friends, I love that. Nehemiah so identified himself with his people.
Néhémie s'est identifié avec ses malheurs.
He came down from his glory.
Il est venu de
he
sa
came
gloire.
From the right hand of Artaxerxes the king.
Il est venu de la main droite du roi.
He was in the palace.
Il était au palais.
He was living in luxury.
Il vivait dans les luxes.
But when he heard of the distress of his brethren,
mais lorsqu'il a entendu ses frères,
Nehemiah came down.
Il est descendu.
He came to associate himself.
Il est venu s'associer.
To be identified.
Pour être identifié.
With what his brethren were going through.
Avec ce que connaissaient.
And he said unto them, you see the distress that we are in. Friends, that's what Christ thinks about us today. Your bondage, he feels for your bondage. He can identify himself. No, somebody said that. He said, how does God truly feel about us? He sees our failures and our weaknesses. But rather than judging us, he identifies with us. Nehemiah never came to judge the people. He came to identify with the people. He said, brethren, we are in distress here. Brethren, we are in affliction here. Then what did he say? Come, let us rise up and build the wall. You can never do it yourself. You can never do it yourself. But with Nehemiah helping you, friends, and all the resources that Nehemiah comes with, he said, let us rise up. This is a partnership, friends. God wants to restore you. He wants to restore me. But it's going to be a partnership. We're going to have to rise up and build. He's not going to place those stones back in the right place. He's going to give us everything that we need.
Il va nous donner tout ce
but we're going to have to build these stones, stone by stone.
Rebâtir ces murs,
bring them back to the place that they're supposed to be.
Les ramener à l'endroit où ils sont censés être.
Verse 18.
Le verset 18.
He says, then I told them of the hand of my God which was good upon me, and also the king's words which he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise and build. Friends, that's all Christ expects of us. That when he speaks and said, let's rise and build, you respond, let's rise and build. And friends, that's where it begins. And you just keep doing that. There's no mystery in his dealings with us. It's just obedience. It's just a surrendered will. It's just laying aside your own understanding. It's just making right. Whatever needs to be made right. And then pushing on from there. And building with Nehemiah. It says, so they strengthened their hands for this good work. Friends, it's a good work. Many people are busy with the work. It's not a good work. It's pulling down. It's not building up. But Nehemiah always comes to exhort unto a good work. And when you've been fellowshipping with Nehemiah the Comforter, you always desire to edify. You come from his presence desiring to build. You always strengthened in your resolve to say, let us build. We see how he was afflicted with his people. Let's bring it to a close. We'll continue on next time.
Nous allons continuer la fois prochaine pour terminer.
What did he do? Nehemiah, he went around.
Nehemiah est allé,
and he surveyed all of the ruins of Jerusalem.
Et il a regardé toutes les ruines de Jérusalem.
If you go back, Brad, please, to the previous one. That picture. If you go back, yeah, okay. That one there. He got on his donkey, Nehemiah.
Il était sur son chameau.
And he went and he honestly assessed the situation.
Sur son âne, il est allé et il a regardé les
ruines. Know the reason many times we're not restored.
Parfois,
we don't honestly assess the condition that we're in.
C'est parce que nous ne regardons pas honnêtement la.
We want to cover it over.
Nous voulons simplement.
We want to act that the problem's not there, friends.
Nous agissons comme si le problème.
The problem doesn't
là.
Go away by just ignoring it.
Le problème ne s'en va pas.
The problem goes away when you start addressing the problem. When you address the problem. Nehemiah, he went around all the broken walls of Jerusalem. He went to every one of the gates that was burnt down. And he took an honest assessment of the situation. And I think it's a good thing for a believer to do that. Face up to your bondage today, my friend. Face up to the place where the devil's got a foothold inside of your life. Make an honest assessment of where you are spiritually. Because that's the starting point. And then from there, they started to build. Because he knew the weak points. He knew where they needed to start. He knew where they were the most vulnerable to the working of the enemies. And he started to build from there. And what did he do? He came and he had told that assessment to his brethren. And then he told him where the king wanted them to be. He says, brethren, this is the situation of where we are. But let's rise up and build. Because the good hand of my God is upon me. And because I have letters of authority from the king. Chapter 4, verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, Sanballat's never far away, is he? When Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was rough.
Il fut en colère et très irrité,
and took great indignation.
Très irrité,
and he mocked the Jews.
Il s'est moqué des Juifs.
And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria. The opposition, friends.
L'opposition.
And he said, what do these feeble Jews?
À quoi travaillent ces Juifs?
Will they fortify themselves?
Les laissera-t-il?
Will they sacrifice?
Sacrifiant.
Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burnt? You see how he speaks?
Voyez comment il parle.
But there was truth in there.
Mais il y avait la vérité.
Do you notice one thing?
Savez,
when Nehemiah came from the king,
lorsque Néhémie est venu du roi,
he had a commission,
il avait une commission
to go and get wood
d'aller, avoir
from
des,
the king's forest.
Du bois.
But you notice one thing.
Du roi.
He never had a commission to get stones.
Il n'avait pas la commission,
you know,
d'avoir
why?
Les pierres. Pourquoi?
Because they needed to use the original stones.
Parce qu'il devrait utiliser les pierres.
That's what it is, friends. There's nothing new under the sun.
Il n'y a rien de nouveau sous le soleil.
We need to establish things using the original stones, friends.
Nous devons rétablir les choses en utilisant.
We need to revive
originales.
The stones out of the rubbish. That's what Sanballat said, and that's the truth.
Revivre les pierres des déchets.
We need to take these stones.
Nous devons prendre ces.
It's like building with the original building blocks.
C'est comme rebâtir avec les blocs originaux.
Remember Elijah when he came?
Souvenez-vous,
Elie, he never built anything new.
Lorsqu'Élie est venu,
it says he restored the altar
il a restauré
that had been there already.
Qui était déjà
he
bâti.
Took the 12 stones and he put them back in the place where they should have been. Nehemiah came with the wood. To build the framework.
Pour faire le cadre,
but they needed to revive those stones.
Mais ils devraient revivre
and put them back
pierres,
in the original positions and start to build those stones once again.
À leur endroit original.
It's like establishing the family altar once again, friends.
C'est comme rétablir l'hôtel.
You have
de
to establish
famille.
Using the original stones.
Vous devez commencer à rétablir
your prayer life.
L'hôtel original.
He's not going to do the praying for you.
Il ne va pas faire la prière.
You've
pour
got
vous.
To go back. Those very things that were your defense
ces
before,
qui étaient votre défense,
when they were put in the correct position,
dans la
before
dans
the
la
days
voie,
of your captivity,
avant les jours de captivité,
those are the very building blocks that he wants us to use
les blocs du bâtiment qu'il
to build up the walls of Jerusalem once again,
pour rebâtir les murs
to restore the gates,
pour restaurer les portes,
to bring things to the place where they're supposed to be.
Pour ramener les choses à l'endroit correct.
You know, those very principles of God's word. In Jeremiah chapter 6, listen to what the Lord says, verse 16. If you can put it on there, Paul, Jeremiah 6, verse 16.
Jeremiah 6, 16.
Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. Friends, it's going back to the ancient paths once again.
C'est retourner, aux sentiers anciens.
It's going back, putting things in the original place once
retourner,
again.
Retourner à remettre les choses à l'endroit original.
But what does it say?
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
But they said, we will not walk therein. That's sad.
Ils
that God spoke to a people
pas. Le
and said, if you want to find rest for your souls,
si vous voulez trouver le repos pour
go
votre
back.
Âme, retourner.
That's why last night we said the way forward is always to go back.
C'est pourquoi hier nous avions dit que la voie pour avancer.
Before
c'est
Mary
de
and Joseph could get home,
avant que Marie et Joseph
they needed to go back to Jerusalem to find where they'd left him.
Retourner à Jérusalem pour
You've got to go back.
Vous devez
retourner. And then you can go forward once
et
again.
De là, tu pourras commencer à marcher.
In Revelation 2 verse 5.
Dans Apocalypse 2 verset 5.
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. You see, it's nothing new, friends.
Il n'y a rien de nouveau.
The Lord's not going to come and tell you to do something
le
new
Seigneur
today.
Ne viendra pas te dire quelque chose de
He's
nouveau.
Going to take you back to the ancient paths once
Il va
again.
Te ramener au premier
because we turn to the left hand and we turn to the right.
Nous pouvons tourner à gauche,
we got, of course,
nous sommes éloignés
we got
de
entangled
voie.
In the wilderness.
Nous sommes, perdus dans
but
le,
the word
le,
comes to bring
désert.
Us back to the original once again.
Mais la parole
And those walls of Jerusalem once were firm and they were strong.
Une fois que les murs de Jérusalem
and they resisted great armies.
Et il y avait une armée
the puissante. Armies of Assyria and the armies of all nations.
Ils ont résisté aux armées de la Syrie
when David was still king. When David was still king.
Lorsque David était
and in the days of Solomon.
Et les, au jour de Salomon,
when they built the temple.
Lorsqu'ils ont bâti le temple.
And when Nehemiah was sent.
Et lorsque Néhémie était envoyé,
he was told, let's revive these stones.
Il dit, revivons ces pierres,
out of the decay that they've come to.
Les faire sortir
and let's build once again.
Dans lesquels s'est trouvé et rebâtissons une fois
when Abraham, we spoke of it the other day.
Abraham,
when Abraham backslid and went down to Egypt.
Lorsqu'Abraham était rétrograde
in Genesis 13. When he came up from his backsliding, the Bible says, Genesis 13, verse 3, he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning. You see, you've got to go back to your origin, friends. It says, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai.
Au commencement où se trouvait sa tente entre
If you've pitched your tent in Egypt, you're going to be in trouble.
Si vous placez votre tente
you
en
and your
Egypte,
family are going to be in trouble like with Abraham.
Vous et votre famille, vous serez dans le trouble comme avec Abraham.
But if you're wanting a restoration,
mais si vous voulez une restauration,
you've got to come with your tent and pitch it
avec votre tente,
back in its original location once again.
Cela à son endroit original.
Back to the original attitude that you had in the days of your youth.
De retour à l'endroit original.
The way you used to respect the word.
La façon dont vous respectiez
the way
la
you
parole,
used to respect the children of God.
Vous respectiez les enfants de Dieu.
Friends, the type of respect, you know, when we were young in the faith,
le type de respect,
we would never have spoken against somebody. To have gossiped against somebody.
Mépriser quelqu'un.
To have gone and criticized another believer to somebody else.
Aller critiquer,
we never would have done that.
Quelqu'un d'autre, on ne pouvait jamais
that was
le
when
faire.
Our tents were pitched correctly in the
C'est
right place.
Là, lorsque notre tente était placée au bon endroit.
And the next verse says,
et le verset suivant,
unto the place of the altar, verse 4. Unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. You see what he did? Back to the original altar. He went and he just restored the altar with those original stones that were there.
Il est allé restaurer l'autel original.
And God came and spoke to him once
et
again.
Dieu est venu et lui a parlé
and restored him.
Et il a restauré
and he continued on the pathway that God had called
sur
him
le
to.
Chemin qu'il avait abandonné.
That's always God's principle.
Et ça, c'est toujours le principe de
now,
Dieu.
The moment the children of Israel, non. The captivity, they
à
responded.
Du moment où les enfants de
they had the right attitude.
Répondu, ils avaient la bonne
they
attitude.
Said, we will rise and build.
Ils disent, lèvons-nous et bâtissons.
Let's finish with Nehemiah 4 and Nehemiah 6. Just two verses here. In Nehemiah 4, verse 6.
Nehemiah 4, le verset 6.
It says, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. So they built it halfway. And the next verse says,
le verset suivant
and
dit,
it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up again and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wrath. And they conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. And we set a watch against them day and night because of them. Jesus said, watch and pray. Lest you enter into temptation. You're going to have to walk softly during the work of restoration.
Pendant l'œuvre de restauration.
And let's go to chapter 6 then.
Verse 15.
Chapter 6, verse 15.
Chapitre 6, verset 15.
It says, so the wall was finished. In the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days.
friends, 52 days.
En 52
to restore the walls of Jerusalem.
Pour restaurer les murs de Jérusalem.
And what a testimony, verse 16. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Friends, what a testimony.
Quel témoignage.
Not even 2 months down the way,
pas même deux
there
mois,
was a full restoration,
il y avait une pleine restauration
among the children of the captivity.
Avec les, par les
because they had a mind to work.
Parce qu'ils avaient une
when Nehemiah said, let's rise and build.
Nehemiah dit, levons-nous et
let's gird up our loins.
Portons nos armes.
And every family went into the position
et chaque famille
and started building the wall next to their house. You can read it in there in chapter 3.
La maison à côté de leur,
and the priests went to their position.
Et les bâtiments
and they built the sheep gate. You'll read
alors,
it.
Ils ont bâti des portes en forme
the place
des,
where the sheep went in to be sacrificed in the temple.
Pour que les brebis soient sacrifiées
every
au temple.
Person started to fortify the wall.
Et ils ont commencé à fortifier les murs.
Which was close at hand.
Ce qui était,
and friends, if we had fortified our homes once again.
Nous devons fortifier nos maisons.
Put the building blocks.
Mettez les blocs.
Don't just let your children watch anything.
Ne laissez pas vos
enfants or listen to anything or read anything.
Écoutez,
friends. That's a great breach in the wall. Sanballat's going to come in as sure as the world. And once he comes in, it's not that easy to get out, friends.
He's
not that easy to get out.
Ce n'est pas facile.
But if we had started building the wall next to our houses once again,
à bâtir des
fortifying to keep the enemy out,
maisons,
and it
dehors.
Starts in small things.
Ça commence en des petites choses.
It's your prayer life.
C'est votre vie de prière.
Get back in prayer once
retournez
again.
À la prière.
It's reading the word.
C'est lire la parole.
Listening to the message
écoutez
of the hour.
Le message de l'heure.
Fellowshipping with the body of Christ.
Avec le corps de Christ.
It's those little things that make a big difference, friends.
Choses qui font la grande différence.
And you'll find that the spirit of restoration,
et vous allez trouver que l'esprit de
the spirit of Nehemiah,
l'esprit de Néhémie,
God will send him.
Dieu
he'll persuade your soul.
Il va persuader
there'll come a new hope. There'll come a new courage.
Il
and you just resolve inside of yourself.
Et vous pouvez ressentir à l'intérieur,
no matter the cost.
Peu importe le prix,
no matter the opposition.
Peu importe l'opposition,
it's not going to be easy for a season.
Pas facile pendant un temps,
but let's rise up and build.
Lèvons-nous et bâtissons.
Let's restore again the walls of Jerusalem.
Restaurons les murs de Jérusalem.
Because friends, the king.
Parce que, ami
he's
le roi,
given us all the material
nous a
that we need.
Tous les matériels
he's given us the strength that we need.
Nous a donné la force dont
and while they were building on the wall, Nehemiah
murs,
was there with his soldiers.
Était là avec ses soldats,
and the children of Israel with a sword in one hand.
Avec une, l'épée dans
and a brick in the other hand.
Et une brique dans l'autre,
and they worked from the rising of the sun.
Et ils étaient là pendant l'élevé du
until
soleil,
the time that the stars appeared.
Jusqu'à ce que les étoiles apparaissent.
And it was a quick work.
Et c'était une œuvre.
For I will restore, saith the Lord.
Parce que je restaurerai, dit le
Psalm
Seigneur.
23.
Psalm 23.
He restoreth my soul.
Il restaure mon âme.
If you just cooperate with
si
him,
seulement vous coopérez
he will restore
lui,
your spiritual life, your soul.
Spirituel.
But you've got to go back to the original altar.
Mais vous devez retourner à l'autel original.
You've got to go back to those ancient
vous devez retourner à ces,
sentiers you've got to go back to the place where you left
vous devez retourner à l'endroit où vous
and
l'avez
friends,
laissé.
He'll start to minister you from that place.
Il commence à travailler
and
avec
the winds of restoration
endroit.
Will blow in your soul.
De restauration
then they'll start to blow in your house.
Et vous commencerez
then they'll start to blow in the fellowship that you have.
À souffler dans le, la communion que vous
friends,
avez.
Restoration is a wonderful
parce
thing.
Que la restauration est
and
une
this whole plan never originated with the children of the captivity. It never originated with them.
Cela n'a pas commencé avec les enfants de la captivité.
It was the mercy of God.
C'était la miséricorde de
Dieu. Looking upon them in their affliction.
Regardant sur eux dans
leur
affliction.
It was the grace of God.
C'était la grâce de Dieu.
Not wanting them to leave them in that kind
Dieu
of a condition.
Dieu ne voulait pas qu'ils puissent continuer à vivre dans ces
but
conditions.
The very one that had started the work.
Mais c'est lui-même qui a commencé l'œuvre.
In the days of Ezra.
Au jour d'Esdras.
Returned to his people.
Qui retournait
to exhort his people.
Pour exhorter son
to rise
peuple
up and build.
À s'élever et bâtir.
So that it could be a full restoration.
Afin qu'il puisse y avoir
these were the children of the captivity.
Ça, les de
but they were also the children of restoration.
Mais aussi des de restauration.
And friends, they rebuilt the city.
Ils ont les
and
murs.
The enemies could do no more.
Ne plus rien
because
faire.
The walls were strong.
Parce que les murs
the
forts.
Gates were established.
Ah, les portes étaient établies.
And they worshipped in the temple in peace.
Et ils ont adoré dans le temple en paix.
Because God had ministered an
parce
entrance
Dieu
to them
leur avait servi
into the fullness of their privilege.
Dans la plénitude de leur
and I'm sure that's your desire
et
today.
Je suis sûr cœur, c'est votre
Let's
désir.
Stand. Let's sing a song before we come to a time of prayer.
Chantons une chanson avant de terminer.
Let's rise up and build friends.
Lèvons-nous et bâtissons.
It starts off in the small things of life.
Ça commence en des petites choses de la vie.
Of making reconciliation with your brother, or making reconciliation with your sister.
Faire réconciliation.
Sometimes it's got to be a spring cleaning time in your house.
Il doit y avoir l'aspergement.
All those worldly DVDs in the bin.
Tous ces DVD mondains dans la
vie. Sometimes you've got to search your contacts on your phone.
Parfois vous devez regarder vos contacts dans
and
votre
some
téléphone.
Some shouldn't be there.
Certains ne devraient
and
pas
you
être
need to
là.
Clean out.
Et ça doit être nettoyé.
And then you've got to look inside of your soul.
Et vous devez regarder
and make an honest assessment of where you are.
Et faire une évaluation.
Of where the devil has taken advantage of you inside of your life.
De là où le diable a pris avantage.
And then you cooperate with the spirit of restoration.
Avec l'esprit de restauration.
And he will deal faithfully with you.
Et lui va traiter
and he will encourage you to rise up and build.
Il va t'encourager à te lever.
And he'll say, let us rise up and build.
Il dit, lèvons-nous.
Let us fortify once again.
Fortifions-nous une fois de plus.
And I believe that God will do it.
Et je crois que Dieu va le
Let's sing one song, Reverend Joe.
Rock of ages, before me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the light from thy wounded side which flow. Double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my sin no longer know? Peace for sin. I bring simply to thy cross I cling while I draw this pledging breath where my eyes shall close in death when I rise to worlds unknown.
Song. Let's sing that song. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas. Friends, when the battle's over, you get your crown. But between now and then, it's a battle, friends. And we need to gird up our loins.
The battle is over.
And when the battle's over,
and when the battle is over,
we shall wear a crown.
Oh,
To do saints. We've got to be marching with him. We've got to be in step with him. Sometimes we get out of step with the word. And we need to go through a time of getting back in step with the word. But I'm sure you want to be there. When the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. I want to be numbered among the people that obtain their full inheritance. I'm sure that you do also. Let's sing that song. We pilgrims and strangers here. It's a hostile environment against your faith. But never fear. The Comforter has come. And he'll minister everything that you need in this earthly journey. Just stay in step with him. Because he's already won the victory.
And a stranger wandering through this world of sin, on my way, to that fair city, when the saints go marching in. Whoa, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number, when the saints go marching in. When we gather around the throne and the gates are closed, I'll be shouting, glory, glory, when the saints go marching in.
When the saints,
oh, when the saints go marching in.
Go marching in.
When the saints go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number. The saints go marching in.
I am waiting for my chariot to swing low and I'll step in.
As the clouds arise to heaven, when the saints go marching
in.
When the saints,
saints go marching in.
Oh Lord, I want to be in that number, when the saints go marching in.
Amen. Let's slow it down a little bit. Let's sing that song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Coming forth to carry me home. Friends, he provides for us all that we need in this journey. Just yield yourself. He'll take care of the rest.
I look over
Jordan, and what did I see? Coming forth to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me. Coming forth to carry me. Sweet chariot,
Anybody here today
y a quelqu'un ici aujourd'hui
that you do not know Jesus himself,
qui ne connaît pas Jésus Christ,
the man,
l'homme,
the one who died for you,
celui qui est mort pour vous,
the God-man,
l'homme Dieu.
You've never accepted him as your Savior.
Vous ne l'avez jamais accepté comme votre Sauveur.
That's the starting point.
Ça, c'est le point de départ.
Is to establish worship with him.
Le début de l'adoration.
Is the forgiveness of sins.
C'est le pardon du péché.
Is getting in a right standing with God once again.
Se tenir en position correcte avec Dieu.
Through the death of Christ.
Par la mort de Christ.
And you wanted to come this afternoon.
Et vous voulez venir cet après-midi.
By faith.
Par la foi.
You wanted to identify yourself.
Vous voulez vous identifier.
With the sacrifice that was made for you.
Et le sacrifice qui a été fait pour vous.
For the forgiveness of your sins.
Pour le pardon de péché.
Why don't you raise your hand?
Pourquoi ne pas lever ta main?
And sing, Father.
Et dire, Père.
God has provided a lamb.
Dieu a pourvu un
for a sacrifice.
Pour un sacrifice.
And all that I can do.
Tout ce que je peux faire.
Is yield myself to you.
C'est me laisser à lui.
Because it's your grace.
Parce que c'est ta grâce.
It's your grace that has to start this work.
C'est ta grâce qui a commencé cette œuvre.
It's your grace that will carry me.
C'est ta grâce qui va m'emmener.
If that's your desire.
Et si c'est ton
désir, you want to accept Jesus himself.
Tu veux accepter Jésus lui-même.
As your Lord and as your Savior.
Comme ton Sauveur.
Why not raise your hand to the Lord?
Pourquoi ne pas lever ta main?
And may God grant you grace.
Et que Dieu t'accorde la grâce.
Maybe you're already saved.
Peut-être tu es déjà sauvé.
You've already got temple worship established.
Tu as déjà l'adoration du temple rétablie.
But you've got places of brokenness inside of your life.
Mais qu'il y a encore des endroits qui sont brisés.
There's places that you so do desire.
Il y a des endroits où tu désires.
The Lord to establish once
que
again.
Que le Seigneur puisse restaurer.
You want to be fortified.
Tu veux être fortifié.
You want to overcome.
Tu veux vaincre.
You don't want those weaknesses
tu
anymore.
Tu ne veux pas ces faiblesses.
Why don't you just look to him today?
Pourquoi ne pas regarder vers lui aujourd'hui?
And say, Jesus,
et dire, Jésus,
you are greater than Nehemiah.
Tu es plus grand que moi.
You are the one.
C'est toi.
Who is at the right hand of the Majesty.
Qui est assis à la main droite de la Majesté.
You can be touched.
Tu peux être touché.
By the feelings of our infirmities.
Par les sentiments de mes infirmités.
You said it's good for me to go away.
Tu as dit que c'était bon pour toi de t'en aller.
Because if I don't go,
parce que si tu ne t'en allais
pas, I won't be able to send you the Comforter.
Tu n'allais pas être en mesure de nous envoyer
the Holy Ghost.
Le Saint-Esprit.
But you said, Jesus,
mais tu as dit, Jésus,
if I go away,
que si tu t'en allais,
I will come to you.
Et je vous enverrai un consolateur.
Why don't you just invite him?
Pourquoi ne pas l'inviter
into that room inside of your heart
chambre à l'intérieur de votre
that
cœur,
needs his personal attention.
Où il a besoin de son attention particulière.
Don't be embarrassed about it.
Ne sois pas embarrassé par.
Don't try to act that it's not there.
N'essaie pas d'agir comme s'il n'était
but
pas
why,
là.
Why don't you just say, Jesus?
Pourquoi ne peux-tu pas dire,
why don't you come on in?
Pourquoi ne peux-tu pas venir?
Why don't you come and restore?
Pourquoi ne pas venir restaurer?
Why don't you come with the work of recovery?
Pourquoi ne pas venir restaurer l'œuvre?
The work of grace.
L'œuvre de la grâce.
In this aspect of my life.
dans tous les aspects.
If that's your desire,
si c'est ton désir,
why don't we speak to him for a
short while? Pas lui parler pendant un temps?
Let's ask him for his grace.
Demandons-lui
as individuals,
en tant qu'individu,
as a church.
En tant qu'église,
friends, don't you desire full restoration?
Ne désirez pas vous,
I'm sure that you do.
Je suis sûr que vous le
Let's all pray for a short while
tous ensemble
before we come to the end.
Avant de finir.
Father, keep us now, Father. Sustain us, Lord, and shepherd us, O God. Give us those things that we would desire, Father, to keep our lives, Lord, and ourselves sanctified for service unto thee at all times. Bless us, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I come unto thee upon this day. Father, I really wanted to humble myself before you because I know, Lord, that, Father, I am but flesh and blood. Father, Elijah was a man of like passions, Lord. Yes. Father, how easy it is to get out of the way. How easy it is to get discouraged, to get low. How easy it is to give opportunity to the devil. But Father, all that you desire, as you said through Jeremiah, is only acknowledge your iniquities. And Father, our brother has come to acknowledge his iniquities upon this day. Father, he's acknowledged them to you many times over these last years that he's been out of fellowship with us. But now, Lord, he's come to your body out of respect for your body. Father, to apologize for what was done. And Father, I pray for your mercy and I pray for your grace. Father, inside of my soul would persuade me that your mercy is still available, Lord. I pray for his wife. I pray, Jesus, you would help her and minister her into your kingdom as well, and his family. I do pray for them and for our young people that they may learn from this, Lord. Father, that you have a way. And Father, you call us to go your provided way. Grant us grace that ever and always we may seek your way. We all fall short, but your grace is more than sufficient for us to minister us back to the place you'd have us to be. So won't you be with us as you dismiss. Bless our visitors that have been so patient upon this day. Father, may your hand be upon them, may your grace be with them. And Lord, all of your people, give us traveling mercies as we go. Father, be with us. We go here and there. Bless us in this week that lays before. Father, you be glorified and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Saints, God bless you richly. Amen.
Praise awaits you inside your
praise awaits you.
Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. You our vows will all be fulfilled. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. O Lord, you hear our prayers, O Lord. You every day we
coming. Praise away to Lord, praise away to in Zion, oh Lord. Praise away to Lord, praise away you in Zion. Messiah, Prince of Peace.